So we left off yesterday with this whole razzle-dazzle on the Halach of the Ran, that Migo was a real din in HaTorah, and it's working with the premise that you cannot split between mechitzas. That's an inconceivable approach. To say that a mechitzah is good for one ear and not for another ear, that just cannot be, and therefore something's got to give. Which direction does it give in? So the Pnei Yeshua thought it should give the Chumrah, and the Ran explained the whole shtickle tell you yesterday why you have to end up giving, in a sense, Lekula. So there was something that's been bothering me in the sugya, and I alluded to it yesterday. It was really eating away at me yesterday afternoon. That the Ran's whole thrust of the sugya is that it's inconceivable to split between Sukkah and Shabbos. And yet, we know that that's not true. Not only is it not true, the Ran himself was the Reish of Adabrim of the split between the two. We alluded to this yesterday by saying that we had a Machlokes back when the sugyas and mechitzas. I said it again.
That here, it's the same exact day. I mean, in the case of good Gerasim, when we discuss when the words for Shabbos Yantiv, that's not when it's Shabbos at 6 and
10. Wait, hold on. Hang in there for a second, okay? So again, so back in the Sugya Mechita Shein Nikaros, so we had a big Machlekes HaRishonim. What was the thrust of that din of Inu Mechitz Nikaros Veleka? So according to the way the Rambam and the Ramban, Reb Chaim, is that in Ochen Abi, there really is no difference between Abbas. What I just meant to say is that you can't say good Asik or Mechit Shem Nikaros Legamre, but according to the Ran and the Ridva, this would be probably Kum Chaim, conventional Pshat the Gemara, is that there really is a difference between the two. So then, well, why don't we plug in the Migo? So you're right that it's on different days, but what if it would be the same day? What would the din be? Do we ever find anywhere in the Gemara back in Mechit Shem Nikaros that if you build a Mechitza al Svas Hagag, and it happens to be Shabbos and Sukkot, so then the Sukkot is good? Would anybody say Migo da Avidoifelin in Shabbos, Avidoifelin in Sukkot? Would we ever say that on Daf Dalet? We never heard of anybody who says such a thing on Daf Dalet. So, my high, what's the difference? So that's what's bothering me yesterday. So what's the answer to that, Kasher, by saying? Why is it that somehow Migo da Avidoifelin works on Daf Zion and fails us back on Daf Dalet? What's the beer of it? So one word came to me yesterday as I was thinking about this dilemma. That's the magic word, Dira. I said, what is the Chisaron on Daf Dalet and what is the Chisaron on Daf Zayin? So back on Daf Dalet, the Chisaron was not in the Hilchos Mechitzas problem. Remember, the Ran was the one who told us that Sukkah is different than Shabbos. And remember, you discovered the Ran. Ritani discovered that Ran for us. And the Ran says the reason is because it's felt in Dira. Because that's not really a mock. Didn't the Ran say that? Nope. It's a Chisaron in Dira. What the Ran sheet is as follows. Are there differences between Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Shabbos? Of course there are differences. Are there dinim that emanate from Dira? Dira is an added component that's necessary in Sukkah, not necessary in Shabbos. That added component of Hilchos Dira, that's not governed by Hilchos Shabbos, because Hilchos Shabbos doesn't speak to Dira. Let's say a mashal, a new interesting din. If it's raining on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, then the Sukkos kosher. Then you can be Yotzei Mitzvah. Why? Because since you carry in the rain on Shabbos, it would be Rosh HaSayochid, so it's a Sukkah for Sukkos also. Chamesh Shugra. Mamesh crazy. Even if you hold like the Gro, who says that the Chisaron of a Sukkah in the rain is the Chisaron in the Chavtz of the Sukkah, the dinim of Chavtz of Sukkos are not going to change because it's Shabbos, whether it's Tuesday. I said, I got a new interesting idea. That if I make a Rosh HaSayochid and I make it out of without kosher schach, so migo that it's Rosh HaSayochid for Shabbos, Rosh HaSayochid for Sukkot. Chumam shalait zonis. I said, of course, there are dinim in Hilchos Sukkot that are different than Hilchos Shabbos. Any dinim that emanate from Hilchos Teshuva Kein Taduru, any dinim that emanate from Solas Gerin VeYakev, of course, the standards are different. What was the Gemara chepering on? What was the Gemara picking up on Dav Zion? Migo da Habiwa. Doifen, any dinim that are defunus oriented, any halachas of definitions of mechitzas. So Hilchos Shabbos is a din of mechitzas X, Y, and Z. Hilchos Sukkot is there's a mechitzas A, B, and C. You can't split between the two. If it's a mechitza for one area of halacha, then it has to be a mechitza for another area of halacha. The fact that there are differences in halacha between Sukkah and Shabbos, of course there are differences. So the Chur, the Ran held that chisaron of good asik. The reason why good asik doesn't work for Sukkah is not a chisaron in the mechitza shabai. It's a chisaron in the additional component of dira shabai. Masha'en kein, in Hilchos mechitzas, if shlish nefil tefach is called the mechitza of Hilchos Sukkah, it's called mechitza of Hilchos Shabbos. The lechi is called a mechitza for a Shabbos, and it's called a mechitza for a Sukkah. The pasti b'rolls is called a mechitza for one, it's called a mechitza for another. Those dinim are going to depend one upon the other. But the additional components of dira, dira is a different ballgame, Lagamri. And I was thinking, maybe. So everybody's thinking about that story. So, Paris Meruba, what is Paris Meruba? Paris Meruba is better by Sukkah than it is by Shabbos, but we're not even sure what that means. We don't even know. Remember, we had a lot of sheets. We're not sure what that means. So get back to that story. So as of yesterday, we were spending a lot of time talking about certain things that are acceptable in Hilchos Sukkah. And then from Hilchos Sukkah, we're going to go to Hilchos Shabbos. The Migul is going to take us to be machsha certain things in that direction. So now comes Rava, or Rava, whoever it was, and says, well, if the arrow goes in one way, then it could equally go in the other way. I'm a Rav, and the bottom is I'm an Aleph. What if the starting point is Hilchos Sukkah? I'm sorry, Hilchos Shabbos, I'm sorry. I'm so convinced that the two are the same, I even use them interchangeably. So a person is building a mavui, and he puts up a lechi to be mata this mavui, so everyone knows that's good. First mission of heaven, everyone knows a lechi works in a mavui. Should a lechi work in a sukkah? Not really. A sukkah, what does a lechi have to do with a sukkah? So comes the Gemara with the Chiddush, comes Rav and says, well, if it's good enough to be matir carrying on Shabbos, so then the arrow is going to work in this direction as well. It's going to be kosher. Once again, just the opposite. Migo David Dorfin on Shabbos, David Dorfin on Sukkah. Then the Gemara gives another example. V'yam Rav and Nochamu. Sira Gabi Pasi Biros. Ksher. And if a person builds a Sukkah Gabi Pasi Biros, now, we saw a shtickle pasi biros back in Davdala. That was Rabbi Yaakov, who was maksha pasi biros. But he was maksha, had nothing to do with Mika. He was maksha because he was good enough for a shame sukkah. So that nobody possibly like. But comes Rabbi and says, in effect, we'll concede to Rabbi Yaakov, so to speak, on Shabbos of Sukkahs because of the Mika. So the Mika from Shabbos to Sukkah can help us with the sukkah of the lechi, can help us with pasi biros. Shalom Yisrael. So the Rishonim have a big, big problem in addressing this first case of Sikha Gabi Mavashesh Lelechi. A very, very simple Matzias question. Please describe to me this Mavli. So whenever you see the word Mavli in Halacha, anyone who learned Erev and Dabez, and later on the first parak, knows immediately that there are two kinds of Mavuos. There's a Mavli Sosom and a Mavli Mefulosh. Mavli Sosom means that it already has three walls before you start touching it up. Mavli Mefulosh is two walls before you start doing anything. So what kind of a Mavli are we talking about that the Gemara is addressing? So here, the Rishonim get us into a checkmate. Why? Because Miman of Shach, it doesn't make any sense. You pick the Mavli. Who wants to play Devil? You choose your Mavli. Which Mavli would you like? Pick a Mavli, any Mavli. Come on, guys. Okay, we're going to start with a Mavli what? Mavli Mefulosh, all right? We're going to live risky. A Mavli Mefulosh. So what the Gemara is saying is, you have a Mavli Mefulosh, and you put a Lechi here. Migo the Havidoif in the Indian Shabbos, Havidoif in the Indian Sukkah. Wrong. False statement. Why is it a false statement? Migo the Havidoif in the Indian Shabbos. Excuse me, you ever learned the first brach of Erevin? If I'm not mistaken, we already said this 100 times, that a Mavi Mefulosh does not become permissible with a Lechi. It requires a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, truth to be told, there's one lone Tana out there, Rabbi Yehuda, who has a different standard as a Mavi Mefulosh altogether. But Yehuda says, even a Mavi Mefulosh can get away with a Lechi, or even a Kohen for that matter. Anyone know why Rabbi Yehuda says such a strange thing? So, for one of two possibilities, either because Rabbi Yehuda really believes the Lechi is the greatest thing under the sun, or Rabbi Yehuda may held something totally different about Rishuyos and Shabbos, radically different from everyone we've ever heard of. What is that? Rabbi Yehuda may hold the Beis Mechitza Deraisa. We're used to thinking three, maybe even four. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda may hold two. The Gemara is a Shalom, Maseches Erevin. We know that Rabbi Yehuda permits you to fix up a Mavi Mefulosh with a Lechi or a Kaira. The Gemara is not sure. Is it because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lechi and a Kaira are so powerful? Or is it because Rabbi Yehuda holds that once you have Beis Mechitzas, you're already pretty much home already? But again, it doesn't make a difference. We're not following Rabbi Yehuda, we're going with the Rabbanan. So Lemaisa, by the days of Rabbah or Rav, whoever made the statement, it was already Nimnu Vagom against Rabbi Yehuda. Nobody for the last hundreds of years ever was Masakhi and Mavi Mefulosh with a Lechi. So therefore, Rabbah's statement, Sirchai Mavi Shesh the Lechi, would be referring to Mavi Mefulosh, seems like that's an impossibility. Okay, so we just struck out. This is probably the picture that we're looking for. All right, so what's that next picture? No, the next picture is a lovely sasum. And that fits much nicer into our picture. Why? Because this is the first missionary of it. So here we go. Put up a lechi a gevaldik. Migo da habidoifin in Shabbos. Habidoifin in Sukkah. Gevaldik. What are we guilty of? This is beyond overkill. This is like mamash, we just killed the whole sukkah. I need Rabba on the Zion of the base to tell me that if I have a three-wall sukkah and I put up a lechi, it's okay. I spent many sukkahs in California with the three-wall sukkah finished. There was no lechis. There was nothing. No pasi biroses, no lechis, nothing. It was a three-wall sukkah. You needed to have some fresh air. It gets hot in California. So obviously we're not talking about a Rabbi Sosa. So what are we talking about? So what's the gimme? There is no other any other choices? There is no other mavli. Either it's a mavli foolish, which doesn't make any sense because it's takanat mutter in Shabbos, or it's a mavli sasum, which is l'chor totally superfluous. So that's the issue to be shed in the body. So the first one on the page to take a stand on this was Rashi. So Rashi says it pemali. Rashi says usicha gabi mavli. You get the impression that Rashi even had it what in the gears in the Gemara. We just have the word usicha gabi mavli. Blank. Doesn't say what kind of mavli. Doesn't identify the mavli. So Rashi, either Rashi mamish had that girsa, or Rashi felt compelled to put in that word. Siya gavi mavli mefula sheshu lachi ksheira. The migo davi daif in the Shabbos lemevi rishu sayochen avi daif in the insur. So Rashi says the first draft that we rejected. How do you explain Rashi? How do you defend Rashi? It's not true migo davi daif in the in Shabbos. So what's the simple pshat in Rashi? I mean, but Lamaisa, but I want to know, but Lamaisa, bottom line is, can you carry in this Mavim Mefulish with a Lechi? You can.
Rashi?
Rashi said you can't. What did Rashi say? Rashi said you can't. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, the migo that we derf in the Shabbos, the mevi we should say yochad we derf in the insuch. How did Rashi say it's mutri character? What? So the chora, Rashi was very medayik in his lashon. Rashi says the mevi we should say yochad. Rashi didn't say you're allowed to carry. Of course you're not allowed to carry. Why are you not allowed to carry? Because midrash rabbanim even with three walls you're not allowed to carry. Lechora, Rashi means to say is as follows: that yes, we're dealing with a mavi mefulash. Let's cross out that X. We're dealing with a mavi mefulash. We'll deal with the mavi mefulash. What's the magic of this lechi? The magic of this lechi does accomplish something. It doesn't accomplish anything lamais and shulchan aruch, but it does accomplish something in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it do? It transforms an area that otherwise was potentially part of Rishus HaRavim into being Rishus HaYochan on the level of the Raisa. I didn't say Mutar to carry. There are many Rishus HaYochan that are still also to carry in the Rabbanan, but it accomplished something with the Raisa. And again, as I said correctly, this must be subscribing to the view that Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, because you know that Lechi is Mishum Heker, so the Gemara of the Feirish in Erevin, and the area is not a Rishus HaYochan, the Zerik would be Potter. So Rashi's learning a whole brand new pshat in this Migo. Rashi just extended this Migo way beyond what we thought it was. We thought that Migo meant, well, if it's mutter to do something, so then it's mutter to do the other thing also. Rashi says, no. Migo just means that in the world of theory, in the world of Derais, in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, this Lechi is meaningful. If it's meaningful and didn't deraisa, we could use that to be mata you to eat at the sukkah. Rav is passing a shy lemais. He's not telling you in theory what to do. He's telling the mice you can eat in the sukkah. I'll smach the fact that the lechi accomplished something on the level of deraisa. That's a big chiddush that Rashi learns. But the chayra, Rashi was stumped because to make it into a mavi sasum, mamish doesn't make any sense. So Tosis was very, very bothered with this kasha. And Tosis was so bothered with the kasha that it can be. Taisus says, "Sirah gabi mavi sheish lelechi ksheira." So Taisus says, "What are we talking about?" Taisus says, "The whole thing doesn't make any sense." Taisus goes further on. He quotes the Rashi. The kutis pirush about mavi mefush. What are you talking? Dim kein lemishir lelechi dekal Rabbi Yehuda. The kulam meray kirabon on perkam deirvin. Ein lelechi Rabbi Yehuda mechitas. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisus says, "No, it's a mavi sasum." So Tosis gets into the checkmate. Abba Zoy, it's a Mavi Sosum. So you have three walls. Tosis says no. It's a Mavi Sosum without three walls. It's a contradiction in terms. Taz explains. Via Shalom at the bottom of the Taz and the top of Zayin Rebbe. Via Shalom. The Le'ola Maya B'movi Salsa Megimur Ruchos. Umayr Gigon Shesichech Letzad Halechi. V'lefnim Letzad Abatim Lesichech. Tahash Te Ein Lezul Sukkah L'shtei Bechitzas V'lechi Echad. Taz is walking the tightrope. It's a miracle. They don't fall off. Taz says, I'm going to construct for you a Movi Sosum. So for Erevin purposes, it has three walls, but it doesn't have three walls for Chasukah. How do you do that? So it tells us very, very simple. So this is the Movi Sosum. This is it. Okay? Let's leave the Lechi out for a second. Okay? This is my Movi Sosum. Where's my Schach? I need a bird's eye view. Where's my Schach? Very tricky, right? Here's my schach. Make a little parts from the line. I make a little chamsa. Here's my schach. I want to put a lechi right smack over here, and I want to be machshir the sukkah. So I ask you, Rabbi Sai, when you're learning Maseches Erevin, how many walls does this mavi have? Three walls. The schach is lower. The schach effective is Erevin. So in terms of hilchas heter halechi, I don't have to rely on Rashi, Shver, Pshat, but rather, says Tosfos Kipshuto, that the Lechi is mamish being matis, I mean, it's giving you a green light to carry, because in Uchas Shabbos, Uchas Erevin, this is three walls, the Lechi with three walls, but we saw some is Givaldo. In Uchas Sukkah, how many walls do I have in the Sukkah? How many walls does the Sukkah have? What? It doesn't have this wall, why? There's a schach there. There's more than three tvachim. Even though Rav Kuba's not going to help you, it's Avi, remember? So, that back wall has no shaychus to the schach. So for Hilchas Sukkah, I only have two walls. Hilchas Sukkah with two walls, that's Sukkah's Psulim in HaTorah. Kamash B'lan Rabba, once you put the Lechi there, Migo da Havi Doifin, the Indian Shabbos, Havi Doifin, the Indian Sukkah. Gewaldige Pshadentes. Maybe take a Pshadentes. Yeah, move the schach. Just have to, punch out a little bit of airspace, but then the Pshat works. Gewaldig. Thinks the Pshat is Gewaldig. Who sees the glaring problem with Taisa's Pshat? Taitz has a glaring problem with the Pshat. What's the problem with the Pshat? What's the problem with Taitz's Pshat? What's the Migo again? The Migo was, since this Lechi is doing unbelievable tricks in Ucha Shabbos, it could pull off Gevaldike stunts in Ucha Sukkah also. Okay? What was the baseline of this Sukkah Min HaTorah? Before you put this Lechi here, what do you think the status of the sukkah was? If I wanted to just eat in the sukkah just the way it is, what would you say about that? It doesn't have a chance, min HaTorah, right? So two walls. It's shtayim kilchosim, blank. There's nothing there. The back wall is bechlal not misyaches to it, because the back wall is too far away, 20 feet away. So this is mamish a classic sukkah of two walls, it's possible to tell the chol hadeis. What you have to do now to make the sukkah kosher, you have to invoke some kind of the Arizadika principle that's going to salvage the sukkah. So we're looking, and we discovered the Arizadika principle. What's the Arizadika principle? What do we call it? Three magic letters? Migo. Great, because the Ron already told us Migo works the Arizah. Okay, fine. In order for Migo to be effective in a Torah, you have to get into the batter's box, namely, you have to take this structure, you have to take this Lechi, and say, this Lechi, this is an unbelievable thing. It's doing tricks. It's doing unbelievable stunts. In what degree of halacha, what air of halacha must this be working in? To what degree must this lechi be payel right now? In order for Migo to start. Migo means, since it's doing an unbelievable thing in area one, it can equally do an unbelievable thing in area two. So it's got to do that unbelievable thing in area one. What do I mean? What's unbelievable? Give me that word unbelievable. Gewaldig, meridik, phenomenal. What level of Torah, oh my goodness, what level of halacha am I looking for? Deraisa, because I'm trying to solve a problem. Deraisa. It's like if I want to be Motziu in a Deraisa, I have to be Mechuyah B'davim in Deraisa. We have to be consistent. Either we're in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu or in the door of the Shulchan Aruch. You can't have your cake and eat it. So we want to be Masha, the Sukkah for Moshe Rabbeinu. We want Moshe Rabbeinu to walk into the Sukkah and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, look what we did for you. You came down from Sinai and you told us, Shtayim Kyokhasar Shizafil Tefach, we're going to now do that. We're going to say, no, Migo, that we're putting in this little Shmitchik Lechi over here, and even though we don't have a Shlishafil Tefach, it's not a Tefach. It's not a tefach b'chol. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's standard. It's a mesukas luchashim in the Torah. Why? Migo David Doifen. So Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at us. He says, wait, explain this one to me. Hold on. Hang in there. Explain this one to me. That little piece of wood, that little schmitchik over there, is being used for Migo. That is presupposing that that schmitchik is actually doing something in the Torah world. So Moshe Rabbeinu puts his arms around and says, my tired kids, my dear children, can you please explain to me what that lechi is doing in the Torah world? He said, what is it doing in the Torah world? It's letting us carry in the Torah world. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? You missed last week's shiur. You weren't there when we learned Maseches Erevin. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell us when he came down from Sinai about how many walls you need to carry in Shabbos? Minimum, all you need is three. Now again, we're not sure whether the Rambam heard it or not. We're not sure whose version of three, but three is all you need. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, wait a second, but I never told you guys to make a lechi here in Hilchos Shabbos. You're cheating. You're saying, migo d'havi lechi, migo d'havi doifen midrabanon in Hilchos Shabbos, havi doifen midarais in Hilchos Sukkah. That's not fair. That's like having a gotten being motzi a goblin mitzvahs. That's like having a drabanon being motzi a derais. That doesn't work. If it's a problem, deraisa, it needs a solution, deraisa. It's a problem. I ask you, all hands up, who tells me? Is it a problem deraisa in Hilchos Sukkah? Who thinks the problem deraisa in Hilchos Sukkah? Because it's missing a third wall. Who thinks the solution is the problem deraisa? I don't want to see any hands up. So that's a violation. That's an outright violation. Migos are great. I love migos. My favorite cities in Shas, migos. These migos, migos above. I love the word migos. It's just so exciting, but it's not going to work here. This is a migo and a din derabana. It's going to solve a problem deraisa. Who asked this kasha? Mm-hmm. Tosis. What's funny about the Tosis? What's funny about the Tosis? The Tosis is almost written backwards. means if I don't want to be much. If I was writing the Tosis, the first thing I would have determined was what kind of a mavi are we in? Are we in a mavi foolish or mavi sauce? And we would have presented Rash, we presented the other side, and then I would have asked. And by the way, according to what we're telling you, the lechi doesn't do anything in the Torah. What did Tosis do? First, they raised the kasha. Wait a second. Said kasha. First, Tosis asked the kasha. Doesn't tell you what kind of mavi we're talking about. Assume that you figured it out on your own. And then, by the way, as an afterthought, they tell you how to disagree with Rashi. Don't I write that? That stylistically, it's a very, very funny Tosis. No, did anyone notice that? What? That's what? Yeah. So when I put it on the Maram Kovos, I put the second half first. Did I? No, because I was convinced the Tosis. I was brainwashed to read the Tosis backwards. But conceptually, it's much easier to present. Logically, it seems to me it's easier to present the sugya almost going backwards from backwards to forwards. Okay, good. So Zolzayin. So next time we're called upon to write Tosis, we'll write it backwards. Fine. So Mechayis Rashi and Tosis. Whether we're dealing with the Mavi Mufulim, we saw some. Imtum Slav we're dealing with the Mavi Sosim, which Tosis felt were compelled to say they got themselves mamish into a pickle. Now, of course, Rashi's pshat. What's the great mile of Rashi's pshat? What does it sidestep Lagamre? Rashi's pshat avoids what? This question of Tosis. Because according to Rashi's pshat, when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down and he's looking at all the Migo Tosis, all the Rashi's building his model for, everyone's making like, you know, in fifth grade, the Mishnah Sukkah, they all built Sukkah models, right? So Rashi's building his model of a sukkah. Tosis building their model of a sukkah. So Rashi's saying, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, look at the Migo. So Moshe says, Gevaldik, Meiridik, I like this Migo. And they look at Tosis' Migo and say, this is a terrible Migo. To which Tosis says, what do you mean our Migo's terrible? You're Rashi, your Migo's not even true. Because it's also the carry. So Rashi and his grandchildren are fighting out every shot, wherever you turn, that's what I meant to checkmate. Any direction you turn, this is a problematic sugya. I just can't get the case straight. So Rashi, we gave a pshat. We gave a bein Rashi that it's not a migo with a green light. It's a migo with a theoretical light. But Tosis, who believed about it, Tosis believed it's got to be a migo with a green light. It's got to be that you're going through the green light. It's not that it's a yellow, it's a half bake, it's a red light. You can't really do it. It's got to be a green light, good to go. So Tosis says, Abba Zoy, it's so good to go. The whole migo doesn't make any sense because it's so good to go. It's too good to go. That's the problem. It's too good in Hilchos Shabbos. Too good for our own good because it's ready mutter min atzmei. So Tosis has to solve the problem. We have to make deraisas meet their abundance. That's the goal. The way this sugya looks now, Shabbos is only in the realm of problems derabanan. Sukkahs are in the realm of deraisas, and we must bridge the gap between the two. How do you bridge that gap conceptually? If I'm talking to Rabbanans and you're talking to Raises, how are we going to meet halfway? What's going to happen? We're not going to meet halfway. Someone's got to give in. So what do we have to do conceptually? Either we have to convince you that in Shabbos you have a problem deraisa here. That's one way of doing it. And I'll tell you already up front, I'm never going to succeed in that. Nobody in the sun is going to tell, under the sun is going to tell you that you have a three walls, you have a problem deraisa. How do I know that? Because that's against the what? And also against the first missionary. Everybody knows that. Three walls is good to go in a Torah. Rambam, everywhere. Nobody ever, since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until today, ever questioned that. So there's no way under the sun you're going to be able to take Shabbos and turn that word Derabban into Deraisa. That's not going to happen. So you have only one other choice. What's the one other choice? You have to take the Sukkah issue and do some very fancy footwork and explain to me and show to me why Min HaTorah, you don't really have a problem here. You don't even need a Migo Min HaTorah. This Sukkah is good to go without a Migo. That's going to be the stunt that Tyson has to pull off. To show you that you don't really need a Migo here Midaraisa. Midarabonim you need it, but not Midaraisa. And once you take away, once you pull the wool out, once you tell me that the Deraisa has already been long gone, already been solved, once you've taken Ucha Sukkah and brought it back to the world of Derabanan, then the Migo is going to go flying for you. That's concept. That's the goal of Tosfos. That's the way Tosfos is thinking. We didn't plug in the details yet, but just when you read the Tosfos and everyone read the Tosfos, everyone realized the Kasha of Tosfos, everyone understood what the goal of Tosfos is, that we have to turn either Derabanan to Deraisa, Deraisa to Derabanan. Something's got to give, because the way it is now, these two statements cannot coincide. So we got to get rid of something, either Derabanan to Deraisa. So Tosfos is going to try to go down the route of turning the chesukah that we thought was deraisa into derabanan. So let's see if we can do it. What possibly can we do? What mechanism can we do? So I look at the sukkah the way it is. I didn't even build anything yet. This is the way it was. And with deraisa, I realized I'm in a big, big pickle because I don't have a third wall. The third wall is not going to help me. Forget it. Don't even waste your time going down. I have two walls. I need a solution. Who's going to give me a solution? What? Put on tzchachanda. So what do I need a migo for? I just built a good sukkah. I want a sukkah that's going to look like this, and I could solve the problem deraisa before migo even makes its grand appearance. Anyone know what I'm going to do? So I just set up a feirish. Let's just say it. Anyone know what the is talking about? What? I do that, I don't do that. But with the rice, what do you have to do? So comes Tyson with the following remarkable thing. Tyson says, don't talk Migos yet. I'm not ready yet for Migos, says Tyson. Midaraisa, I could solve this problem very, very simple. Very, very simply. Midaraisa, I take a very, very fat lechi. How fat? How fat is this lechi going to be? I mean, this is a bird. You understand what I mean, right? Okay, this is chach, this is a lechi. How thick is this lechi? How wide is this lechi? How wide? Tefach. Why is it a tefach? Because that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just a field tefach. And I place it where? Right next to the wall. You know what, says Tosfos? You know what I have? I have Shtayim Ki Ochason Ushlish is what? A field tefach. Now, wait a second. Wait a second, we learned of Zion and Aleph. We know that's not really true. We know that stunt doesn't work. What do you have to do to really be mutter? What? So it depends. Depends what you have. If you have a sukkah looks like this, then you gotta put the lechi over here. If you have a sukkah looks like this, you gotta make a pas dalet. We know all these games that you have to do, all these kunsim that you have to do, to say Pesach, kind of mishagasim and things to enhance the sukkah. Says Tosus, all of the Zayinim and Aleph are all chumras midrabbos. The Tefach Shecheks, the Teres HaPesach, you know what the Din D'Oraisa is? Shtayim Tehilchason, you heard it here, Ushlichus Afilu Tefach. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and said Afilu Tefach, that's all there is, there ain't no more. The tefach doesn't have to be a tefach shechek, doesn't have to be tuknoi, but 1.1s, which is a pesach, a pechach, a gadget, nothing. Shtayim kiyokhason, ushlish tefil tefach. I didn't say migos, I didn't say mitzvah. That's finished. End of discussion. Now, lamaisa, I can't sit in such a sukkah, because the heligam meroyim of Zion and Aleph taught us that that's not acceptable, that you have to beef it up a little bit. Tefach is not good enough. I mean, a Torah maybe is good enough, but it doesn't look right. People are going to think it doesn't exist, and I'm going to see the tefach itself small. So Midir Rabbanan, they said, and she kind of beef it up with a tefach shechek, with a tefach pesach, with a pasdala, with a blah, 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 all kind of different, all kind of added criteria, all hakol mikol kol on love of the Rabbanan. Midir Aisa, you're good to go, you're on a roll. Shtayim kichzah shashafil tefach. Come straight into this. What we just did is, we just knocked down what word? We didn't even say Migo yet. I didn't say the word Migo yet. Just by simply putting a tefach on the side, I already made the sukkah kosher midaraisa. But what? That's probably the wrong word. Okay? But what? It means I solve problems deraisa, and now the only problems I have are derabbanan in front of me. Okay? I can't sit in the sukkah the way it is. I cannot sit in the sukkah because I haven't fulfilled the criteria midarabbanan of Tevach Sheikhek, with Pas and Dal, with Tzuras HaBesach, for all the Hakom Mikokom. I mean, the Reis and Humphrey. Come to Rabbo, and says, Azoi, Vamed Vamamurim, I can't sit in such a sukkah, Midirabbanan, when is that? On Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, and on Friday. But Kum Shabbos Kodesh, all of a sudden, I could sit in such a sukkah. You know why? Why? Because can I carry in such a mavoi? Absolutely. I got a mavoi saucer with a lechi. I didn't even eat a lechi tefach. I went above and beyond the call of duty of the Shabbos. I made a lechi tefach. Since I made a lechi of a tefach, I solved Erevin problems, albeit midrabanan. Migo da havye doifen midrabanan to be mata to carry in a mavoi saucer, which anyway, minatar is motor. Have a doifin and in sukkah that don't drain me a cup and make me make chumras derabanan and insisting on tefach shechek stories. That's what the Gemara means when it says, Sir Rabbi Mavi Kosher, that the lechi of Hilchas Shabbos enables me to forego all the chumras derabanan of enhancing the shlish tefil tefach. But, Lu Yitzuya, I wouldn't have solved the problem with Daraisa, then the meal of Erevin, the Rabbana, would never have permitted me to be Machshir Sukh on the level of Daraisa. That's what Taisa said. So be Shloime de Mayer Belechi Tefach. Avad the Lechi is the Tefach. Kidamin Liel, the Mamidu Pachas begimel Samach Lodaifen, Ned the Haina Mid Rabbana. Uvishabishai de Migo Philos with Samach Lodaifen Mamish. That's the pshat in the Migo according to Tosfos. But now Tosfos opens up the Pesach, opens up the possibility for maybe even outdoing themselves. Maybe even outdoing themselves. How can we outdo ourselves? Between you and me, who says that this lechi is a tefach? Since when in Ilchus Erevin does a lechi have to be a tefach? The answer is it doesn't. Very, very thin. A lechi can be almost a nothing. Just a Pesach has a certain shear of the Elam Adelch Adelch Shalkash, but a lechi in Ilchus Shabbos to be matir mavoi is namish nothing, kimat nothing. So says Tosfos, wait a second, why can't I chisel away at this lechi a little bit? Why can't I just make it a lechi, a teeny weeny weeny, 0.1 tefach of lechi? Why can't I do that? If they're all Migo, that'd be Dorfin, then in Shabbos, that'd be Dorfin, then Sukkah. Why can't I do that, everybody say? Why can't I do that? According to Tosfos' whole theory, why can't I do that? Because with the Raisa, the sukkah is not yet kshera. Because the halacha mashtinu was shlish zafilu wa shul tevach. Now Tosfos opens up a Pesach by saying that maybe mid'araisa you don't even need a wa. Maybe the real din d'araisa was shtayim kehuchasan ushlishes afilu mashehu. Just as Tosfos a minute ago said that al chumras of tevach sheichik, which is a Pesach response, now those were all chumras mid'rabbanon. Maybe the very Lechi Tefach is all, I'm sorry, maybe the very Mechitzas Shalish Shafil Tefach is on the Chumad the Rabban. Maybe the Rais, it's Shtayim Kichos, or Shalish Shafil Mashu. If that would be true, says Tosfos, Lu Yitzim, I think it's true or not. If that would be true, then you wouldn't even need a Lechi Tefach, which would really, really be nice. Why would that be nice? Tosfos would like that to be the din. Why would that be nice? Because the Lashon HaGemara doesn't say how thick this lechi is. The Gemara just says, Sichicha gavi mova sheyesh the lechi ksheira. How thick is the lechi? I don't know how thick the lechi is. I don't know how wide the lechi is. Go to Maseches Erevin and learn. You'll see the Mishnah says, the lechi is a kol shehu. So Tosfos is sticking in a kimta into the Gemara. Because Tosfos is stuck in the corner and saying, we have to turn their ices into their abundance. The only way to do it is to be machshir the sukkah prior to the making of the migo, and the only way to do that is to stick a lechi of a tefach against flush against the wall, and call it a day mideraisa. So Tosfos says lo yitzuya, the din would have been that shlishis would have been a filo machshir midatayra. It would have read much smoother textually into the gemara. So Tosfos says we would have liked to do that, but we can't. Aval ein mitari, says Tosfos. The tefach sukkah midirabanan or midiraisa b'kol shehu, because they dug up a gemara maseches need of all places that seems to say that the shear of a tefach for a sukkah that should be a tefach is mamish deraisa. That was part of the halacha mashiach. That was part and parcel of kachrem halacha mashiach. So Tosfos backtracks and says, you know, we defer to the gemara nida, even though it doesn't fit as nicely into the lashon here. But nebuch, you know, sometimes you have to be meichel. Something's got to give. So we'd rather be mevap from the text here than be against the ferish gemara maseches nida. So the Tosfos here really addresses three different scenarios. It gets very complicated. There are also four different points in this Tosfos, and they're all like mixed in all together. So again, it's not the way the Tosfos is written, but it's the way I would have presented, which is not how I would have, this is how I did present the Tosfos, that first we have to ascertain what we're talking about. We're talking about a more foolish, but we saw some. So the pros and cons. Rashi and more foolish, we saw the kashas, we saw Rashi's defense, we saw what Tosfos didn't accept Rashi. Tosfos thought it's got to be a green light type of amigo. Got to be a het degoma. So Tosfos preferred to make the okimta of Movi Sosom and address all the shilas that come about rather than fall into the rut of Rashi of sticking into Movi Mefulish. It's not going to really work for myself. So Tosfos was willing to go into a Movi Sosom. Because they were in a Movi Sosom, they had to revamp the case and bump out some of the schachas. Otherwise, it's absurd. The Sifas Kasher has three walls. So they had to add to the Okimta a little bit because of their Okimta. But then they got themselves, mamish, no pun intended, to a brick wall, because once you make this into a Movi Sosom, then the effectiveness of the Lechi is basically nothing on the level of their Isa, which undermines the very essence of the Migo. So Tosfos had to figure out in Eitza why in Hilchos Sukkah we also solve the problem der Isa by being mechadesh at tefach shochich is on the midrabbanan. Just by the way, other Rishonim don't hold like that. Which Rishonim did we see who not only held that tefach shochich is der Isa, who even held Tosfos Pesach is der Isa? Who remembers? Which Rishonim did we say even at the Ran? We pointed this out earlier in the sugya, right? At the Ran who asked the kasha. Remember the Ran asked the kasha in the Omen Rubel Aparat, right? So did we talk about this way back? It wasn't that way back. It was maybe last week. We had a ride that the Ran holds that even to us a Pesach deraisa. Because remember, what was the Ran's kasha? Who remembers? Right, the Ran started off the sugya by saying, he said, "What do you need a migo? Getting the sugya. What do you need a migo for in Hilchas Shabbos? What do you need a migo? You have a mamasha wall. You have a Tosfos Pesach." So, but Tosfos is assuming that all these elaborations of the Tzitzvot Tefach are in the Rabbanan. So, because of that, they were willing to, you know, defend the necessity of the Migo. And then Tosfos would have preferred to go the extra mile to knock the Lechi down to a Mashu, to make it textually more correct than the Gemara, But that far they failed. That far they said we can't go because we can't reject the Gemara Maseches Nidah. So who here read this Tosfos? Who here understood the Shach of the hard, it's a hard Tosfos. Who here followed every Nakuda of this Tosfos? Who now understands, hopefully. So if you follow the Tosfos, by a Shemari the Tosfos. So Rabbi say, so we got this Amigo here. So we're good to go with this Amigo. With the Rashi's version, the Amigo Tosfos version, we got it, we're good to go on this Amigo. And we're going to let you sit in these sukkahs that don't really meet the criteria of a sukkah, but they do meet the criteria of a Shabbos, and Amigo's going to save the day. I think we have two examples. One was the Lechi, one was the Pasi B'Rels. So come to Rishonim now, and have a following Shabbos. Come to the Ran and says, it's obvious that any application of Nigo has to be limited to when? To Shabbos. It means if and when it's serving as a mechitza, not for Shabbos. Why? Because today is Shabbos. So too, we're going to let you get away, and you know, we'll get away with the supper as well. But if today is Tuesday, today's Tuesday, it's not Shabbos. So where's the Nigo? That's like Bill Shita, the Ran said, that's like the ABCs of the sugya. Almost the ABCs of the sugya, because who seemed not to hold that way? Who seemed not to assume that way? The Rif. Remember the Rif in the first half of the sugya didn't even bother quoting, which was a whole stirred up a whole question why he didn't quote it, because it was so obvious it was wrong. Remember those are the two things. But here the Rif does quote. The second half of the sugya the Rif does quote that if you build the sukkah on Mavishesh Belechi, the sukkah is great. What does the Rif fail to tell us? It's only on Shabbos. You get the impression from the Rif that the Migo's good. It's okay. Even if it's not Shabbos. This is much more, if that's what the Rif is saying, that once it's constructed like a Mavoy, that would lend itself to a Lechi. If it's a type of a structure that could be okay on Shabbos, then it's okay the rest of the week as well. What take on Migo is the Rif almost taking? We had a Mechagz Rashi in Tosis about whether Migo has to be a green light, or Migo's in the world of the Olam HaSal, the Myonis, in the imaginary world of Halacha, or Migo's got to be down on the ground. So Rashi learned, oh, you know what, it's a Migo, because in Hilchos Mavim Refumosh, in theory, you can make a guy Chayev Skila, and therefore the Migo works. And Tosis says, we don't live in the Olam HaSal, the Myonis, we don't live in the world of Halacha, we're Tachos. Bottom line, Rabbi, can I carry? If the answer is yes, then the Sukkos Kosher. From the fact that the Rif is taking this Migo and saying it may even work on Tuesday, that's even one step more than Rashi. The Rif is saying that on Tuesday there's no nafkaminas at all, and it's still okay. Because since it was constructed in a way that how to pass the test on Shabbos, if it's good on Shabbos, it's good on Tuesday. Even though there's no Shabbos on Tuesday. You're allowed to carry on Tuesday. It's not Shabbos, you're allowed to carry on Tuesday. Remember when I was learning in Kebiyadnes, there was a fellow who was preparing for the Rabbanut Bechinas. And he was showing me some of the practice questions. It was a Hilchos Shabbos, a very hard Bechina. So one of the questions apparently was, under what circumstances are you allowed to do the following? That was the question. So the guy had no idea what the answer was. You know what he wrote? B'yom Shlishi. We gave him half credit. Here comes a half rabbi. So that's what the Rif is saying. The Sukkos Gevaldik on Sukkos. On Tuesday, you know why? Because Migo Davi Doifin for Shabbos. So the Ran screams, Migo Davi Doifin on Shabbos, that's on Saturday, not on Tuesday. In Daka Shal Torah. In Daka Shal Torah. Yeah. We don't really hold the word of the Shiva, though. I don't know, not sure. Then the Rif, almost the Shitasa, goes one step further. The Rif is the biggest believer of that the Migo doesn't really have to work. How do I know the Rif really truly believes the Migo doesn't have to work? Because he quotes the second half of the sugya as well. There are three dinim in the sugya. There's the Migo Davi Doifen Le'inyan Sukkah Havi Doifen Din Shabbos. And then there's the two applications of Migo Davi Doifen Shabbos and Davi Sukkah. One was Mavid Alechi and the other was what? Pasi B'Rels. So the Rif, like the Paskin Pasi B'Rels. Now, if the Rambam quotes Pasi B'Rels as a bar, the Rambam quotes everything. Things Lamaisa, not Lamaisa. The Rif only writes Lamaisa. Rabbi say, in Fez, Morocco, they were building Pasi B'Rels on Shabbos. Naya Maisa. What does the Gemara say in second paragraph of Erevin? Lo Yitiru what? Lo Yitiru Pasibiros for the other Regolim Bavad. They were only mad to Pasibiros for the Regolim. Who's filling Pasibiros in the middle of Morocco? So comes the Ran and says, what do you see from the Rif? That in order for it to work, it doesn't really have to be really work. It doesn't really have to work in Shabbos. It has to theoretically work in Shabbos. If you were an Oli Regolim and you wanted to build Pasibiros and you had a camel and you had a hole and you had water, so so it would have worked. That's good enough for the Migo. So the Ran just bothered, we shouldn't have bothered, according to the Rif, that you don't need practically, theoretically is good enough, but Lemaisa, we know that Chazal didn't like Pasibiros. They had a need for Pasibiros. We like Pasibiros, but we want to say Shekloli, the beginning of the second paragraph of Erevin, why we can get away without Omer Milaparitzes. So then all of a sudden, Reb Chaim discovered Pasibiros. Everyone loves Pasibiros. But Lemaisa, no rabbi today knows anything. Ask your average guy. It says in my smicha class that I'm a bookie in Erevin. I don't have to know anything about Pasibiros. I haven't got any Pasibiros shows in Bergenfield recently. So if Lemaisa Chazal didn't want to rely on Pasibiros, even in Hilchos Shabbos where the original halacha was said, why don't we say that midrabbanan we shouldn't let you get away with Pasibiros and Sechida? The same way that we shy away from Pasibiros, Bizman Hazeh, even if the Rif is right in theory, should be wrong in practice. So Hashem explained, no, that Chazal, we're not opposed to Pasibiros Ligam, right? They felt it was a little bit dangerous because your average person walks into Pasibiros, doesn't even know he's there, walks in, walks out. Most people look around, I don't see Omer Milaparitzes. It must be the rabbi said you can carry in the street, and next thing you know, they're going to be carrying in the middle of the street. So Pasibiros is very, very dangerous. On the other hand, they were matir for Olur Golem. Why are they matir for Olur Golem? So whenever Chazal make Dinim Derabbanan, they have to always weigh. That's what they do all day. They sit in the Beis HaGadol, they sit in the Shechta Gos, and try to weigh all the pros and cons. You think the Chazal just one fine day said, okay, the Til Shidayim, Muktzah, Bishalach, you know, today's agenda. There is Chanukah, Halal, Brachas, you know, Muktzah. You know, every Din Derabbanan had to think through. Does this make sense? Is it Ke'ena Deraisa? Is it going to accomplish something? Is it going to lose more than it accomplishes? Is it Gzei Shechol Labadba? There's a lot of deliberation. You have 71 of the greatest of the Chum in each generation trying to figure out, does it make sense or not make sense? So here, they're trying to figure out, sitting in the Beis HaGadol, sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the days of Yehuda HaNasi, and they're analyzing, we have this Halacha Moshe Sinai called Pasi Biros. How does it work? Either because you don't need own rule of parts, or you have corners, or you have a pesach, whatever the lumbus is. But everyone knows on the books there's a din called Pasibiros. And now Chacham have to sit around and say, you know, it just doesn't look kosher. It doesn't look right. It's going to lead to confusion. People are going to make mistakes. Let's cross it off the books. Let's not let people implement. So 25 Rabbanim get up and say, we think that we got to get rid of Pasibiros. Too risky. For the Hamonam, too risky. Another 25 Rabbanim get up and say, wait a second. The oil is going to go a little regular. They have to feed their animals, the camels. If you don't let them feed the camels, what's going to happen? They're not going to come. So now we have a conflict. On the one hand, we don't want to lead to a michshol nuchah Shabbos. We don't want to lead to confusion. On the other hand, we want yirocha zechorcha. So you have to feel, what do you do? This is like life. You have to make life's decisions. Make multiple factors going to making the proper decision in life. You have to weigh all the pros and cons. Basically, sitting and deliberating. What do we do? So finally, Chazal said, you know what? We're going to do like this. To let Hamon Am in Fez and in Bergenfield rely on Pasibiros, it's not necessary. But push comes to shove for the Olur Golem, we're gonna look the other way. We're gonna let the father do their Haisa. It's enough for Tzorech to father their Haisa. That was the formulation of Lohitiru Pasibiros for the Olur Golem Bavad. So now, when you're sitting around in the next Moshe Beis Din and trying to figure out what you do about Sukkah. Here, in the perfect world, in the world, Deraisa, Pasibiros are good. And if they're good, so then according to the Rif's understanding that for the Migo to kick in, it doesn't have to be practical, it's just sufficient theoretical. Rashi and the Rif. Theoretical Migo is also good enough. So we really should let you go ahead and build a Sukkah based on Pasibiros. At least maybe. Maybe we can let you build a Sukkah based on Pasibiros. So the other 25 Rabbanim are screaming, no, it's such a bad idea. To let people build a sukkah, Pasibiros, next thing you know, they're going to build sukkahs without Shtayim Kilchos Lulavim. They're going to build all kind of crazy sukkahs. So the same concern that we had, we didn't want to be mocked to Pasibiros for the Hamon Am in Shabbos because it's too risky. Let's institute that in Sukkah also. So who comes to the rescue? The same 25 Rabbanim who a minute ago were screaming, but we got to get the people to do Aliyah L'Regel. So what's the response in Sukkah? What's the great impetus? What's the great tzarech? We have to make it easy for people to build sukkahs. That's the Rishonim right. You have to make it easy. You're going to make it so hard on people. You can have people out in desert islands. They're not going to have enough wood. We want, if the sukkahs got get, if it's not kosher min haTorah, we can't help you. But if it's kosher min haTorah anyway, and now you have to say, should we make a gzeirah d'rabbanan and not to do it because it's too risky? So Chazal have to be mishar and say. So just as the Beis Din HaGadol were willing to follow the Din D'oraisa for Aliyah L'Regel because it was important enough for Tzairach, that's what the Rishonim write. They were willing to look the other way and Sukkah also, but it's enough for Tzairach to make it easy for people to build a Sukkah. That's also a Tzairach Hayah. It's also a sufficient Tzairach. And therefore they left the Din of Pasperos on the level of D'oraisa. Now that's all fine and dandy according to the Rif and Rashi that you don't need a L'maisa green light to have Amigo. If you hold it, you need a green light to have Amigo, so then you don't have a green light. Because you can't use Pasibiros in Fez in the 1000. If Lamaisi you can't use it, then it can't be a good sukkah. Tough. So in order to overcome the issue of using Pasibiros Lamaisa today for Hilchot Sukkah, you have to overcome two problems. You have to first of all have a watered down version of what Migo means. I don't mean watered down in a negative way. So you have to have an all expansive, all encompassing definition of Migo. Migo means even theoretical, not practical. And then you have to also be convinced that there's enough with Tzarech here. So that's what the Rishonim say. Defend you to the Rif. That's what you have to say. But if you don't go down the root of the Rif altogether, if you hold that loitiru, sorry, that no migos from today till tomorrow, unless it works befoil mamish. So if the koyach is not enough, you need befoil mamish. Then the sugya is dead on arrival. Then there's no possible rules to his manazim. So that's the machlokes of Rishonim. So some of the Rishonim say that this whole grandiose gemara possible rules. Let's put it on hold, Meheri Rabbanan Mikdash. When the camels come back, we have to go Lila Regal with our camels, then we can talk about rebuilding Pasi Biros. Until now, the only remnant that we have of this Migo is the Sikha Gabi Mavui. And whether it's a Mavui Mufulish or Mavui Sosom, Habaycha Yikha. Rashi's Pshat is Gevald Glad itself. You don't need any of the complications of Tosis. The only problem is that's Pashat not true, because the Mavui Mufulish Lachi doesn't work. So you have to fall into the, you have to hide behind the theoretical Migos. If you really believe like Tyson that you need a practical Migo, then you have to be willing to step up to the plate and deal with every one of these kashas. You have to bump out the schach, you have to make a tefach, ignore the simple reading of the Gemara, word lechi doesn't mean a tefach. You have to assume that tefach sheikh is on a midrash, but you have to make 15 assumptions. But Tyson says we have no choice. We have to make all those assumptions. We have to make the lechi bigger than we thought it was. We have to bump out the schach, and we have to knock out Gemaras and turn them to the Rabbanans, because the show must go on. You got to find a case, and Rashi's case is not an option. But prompt Tyson to say Rashi's case is not an option, because Tyson has had lifting cuff that Migo has to work. It's got to be real practical, on the ground, green light, nothing less than that. So, two different approaches in the Rishonim. What the second half of the sugya? So we had two parts of the sugya's of Migos. We had Migos going from Sukkah to Shabbos. That was the first half of the week. Then we have Migos going from Shabbos to Sukkah. At this part of the sugya, we had a siyum on the Migos sugya's. And believe it or not, Rabbi Yisai, we taught to say it. We pretty much finished the Erevin part, at least the part that we're going to deal with, in terms of the Erevin and the Sukkah interplay. I hope everyone enjoyed very much the last couple of weeks. It's a schmack. Hopefully, we're going to realize ourselves into the Sugis of Chamuras, B'yayis, of Erevin and Sukkah. Hopefully, now, Mitzvah Shem, starting tomorrow, we'll start a little bit of an easier Sugya. We'll skip a little more to Dav Ches on the Beis and begin Sukkah's Ganbach. Get into some a little bit more Sukkah related stuff, and then much more of Lashma and other mitzvahs of Sukkah related to Tzitzis. A lot of interplay between Sukkah and other mitzvahs and Lashma and say, Tartu and Mezuzahs. More of a shas kinds of sugyas rather than the details of there. But hopefully everyone enjoyed it. So it's shia tomorrow at 12 o'clock, right?
12 o'clock.
Okay, great.